Om Shanti. Good morning. It sounds very loud to me. Is it very loud? Yeah. So I'm Sister Jessica from Australia, and I live in the Blue Mountains Retreat Center. I think some of you have been there. Who's been there? Two? You're all very welcome. So today's topic is moving out of my comfort zone. And I picked this topic after I was asked to do the talk today. Because I've never done a talk in Mudurbun before. And it was throwing me a bit out of my comfort zone. So I thought, I'll think about this as a topic. And so I'll just share with you what I've thought of, and then there can be some questions and answers, and then you can also share your experiences. Because I think as Brahmins, we get plenty of chances to move out of our comfort zone. Right from the beginning, right? When we become Baba's children, we have to do things differently. And it can sometimes feel uncomfortable. So is that, am I talking slow enough? Yeah, good. So comfort zone, what is a comfort zone? It could be a situation. It could be a place. It could be the company I'm in, the group of people I'm with, or a task. Particular task or a role that I'm playing. But whatever it is, I'm familiar with it. I know what to expect and I know what I have to do. So it's easy and I don't have to think too much. And so it's comfortable. That's why it's a comfort zone. So why don't we like going out of our comfort zones? Because it means we're going to go where we're not familiar. We're not going to know what to expect and we're not sure what we have to do. So we're not confident. We're not feeling confident about ourselves, perhaps, and how we have to behave. And that can give us a little feeling of fear, which is uncomfortable. It's actually body consciousness. Any time you feel uncomfortable, it's because of there's some body consciousness behind it. So I was sort of thinking back all the different times I've moved out of my comfort zone and how I felt and what was the body consciousness behind it. And it seemed to be that it was always low self-esteem. Yeah? Because I wasn't confident about who I was and what I had to do and what others were going to think of me. And that's body consciousness because I'm thinking of myself as the limited Jessica and what I know Jessica can do. But Baba has a much bigger vision on us, that unlimited one, as a soul who's had many births, many skills, has many virtues, and has Baba's company. You know, Baba helping us. And we forget all that and we just think, oh, I'm Jessica and I can't do this. But when I go into the unlimited and I've got that awareness, then I can really step out of my comfort zone, do things I've never done before, and this actually helps me progress spiritually. What virtues do you think you need to help you move out of your comfort zone and progress in this way? Courage, definitely, yeah. And what else? Faith, yeah. Plus? Flexible, yeah, being flexible. Not rigid about I can only do this and nothing else, yeah. Good. Anything else? I didn't catch that one. Enthusiasm, yes. Courage and enthusiasm go together, don't they? Once you've got the courage, you feel the enthusiasm. Yeah. Self-respect, yeah. What's that? Benevolence. Yeah, looking beyond just me and looking at the bigger picture. That's being benevolent, yeah. So all of those. But I think for me in particular, it was the courage and the faith in my situations. And I did need that self-respect as well to really think I can do this. I've got Baba with me. So I'll just share one, like one very early on when I first came to Baba, I was asked to look after the music for Morning Mooli. Now before coming to Baba, I had renounced technology. I didn't like technology, had nothing to do with it. As soon as I came to Baba, everything I had to do in service involved technology. And that happened with the, this is maybe 18 years ago, so iPods were in use, and I'd never seen an iPod, let alone use one. And the microphones, I had to manage the microphones and the volume, and plus, I was never someone who sang or got involved with music. It just wasn't my thing. But I did it. And I did it for years. I've only just recently stopped doing it, the music. But what I realized after a few years was I had been chosen because of two of my virtues. I was reliable, so every day I came to Mooli, and I was punctual, so always on time. And that was what was important. It didn't matter that I didn't like technology or could use it, because I can learn that. And even the music, there's only so many songs we play, right? So I just had to learn which those were and play them. So we often think, oh, this is me and this is what I can do. But Baba sees the bigger me. And there's many things that we only discover we can do if we have that courage to step out of our comfort zone. And then when we do it, there's such a good feeling. Have you experienced that? Yeah. And you get the blessings of others, particularly if you've been asked to step out of your comfort zone and you do it. Those who've asked you will give blessings, and those that benefit from what you're doing will give you blessings. And for me, blessings translate into happiness and power. You know, you do some service, you do a task and you'll feel happy and your yoga will improve. Yeah, that's the power that's come to you. And so faith, it involves faith in myself, faith in Baba, and faith in the drama. And I think what helps us have faith in ourselves is meditation. Just being a soul every day and then drawing in Baba's love. That gives us confidence, self-respect. Just naturally, they will increase. And faith in ourselves increases. And the other thing to do to increase faith in yourself is to just experiment initially in a small way of moving out of your comfort zone. So it was a small thing to say yes to playing the music. And then you get the courage to say yes to bigger things. And faith in Baba also comes through meditation and through experimenting. I had another situation where I was, we put a big solar system on at the retreat center, 170 kilowatts. And I was sort of the one looking after that project at the start. And it was going to cost a lot, so we thought we'd do a grant, apply for a grant. And I was the one who had to do the application. And I'd never done a grant application before. And I had a week to do it. And I had to find the time amongst all the other service that I had to do. But I just thought, okay, I'll do it. And what happened was I had a wonderful experience of Baba helping me, because throughout, I just started, and every time I needed information I didn't have, I just went to whoever I thought would give it. And every time I got it quickly, easily, no trouble. Everyone cooperated. And at the end of the week, I'd done it. I felt really good that it was correct. Everyone thought it was a great application. We put it in. 2 months later, we didn't get the grant. And I couldn't believe it. I had such an experience that Baba was getting this done. So we got feedback, put some more information in, and applied again. We all thought we were going to get it this time. And we still didn't get it. And we didn't have time after that. But what happened was we actually got the money through donations. We didn't, in the end, need the grant. And so it was much better that everyone had the opportunity to donate and make their fortune. And I thought about why did we not get it, though? It was so easy. And I think it's because often we think we know what the outcome should be. So we thought a successful outcome is we get the grant. But actually it's the process. How was the process? And I did the application easily with no stress, with the feeling Baba was helping. So that was the success. How it was done. And then I thought there was all those people that read the grant application. And it was all about the Brahma Kumaris, what we do. They would have had a really good idea of the organisation from reading that application. And then all the people I contacted and spoke to as well. We don't know what service is happening there. So I think often when we have to step into or out of our comfort zone, we can have an idea, this is what's got to happen, and that's where the fear comes from, you know. This has got to be the outcome and I can't do it. But we don't really know. As I didn't then. It can just be the process. So what I feel is don't think too much when you move out of your comfort zone and just take one step at a time and have that faith. Baba's with you, Baba's helping, and the outcome will be good. Whatever it is, it will be good. Another situation I had which, happened down in Shantivan. I was part of a team to organise the centre residence retreat in Shantivan. And I was the junior of the group. So I didn't know really what, you know, I was just the one who would go and do this and do that when told. But the others in the group were up here doing peace of mind, and me and another sister were told, go down to Shant, when you arrive in Ahmedabad, go straight to Shantivan and you can start getting things ready, and then we'll join you a couple of days later. Because we had to spend a few days preparing before the retreat started. So this sister and I were going, but she didn't go to Shantivan. She kept going and came up here or up to Pandavpavan. And she was the sister who could speak Hindi and who knew what was going on. So I was left in Shantivan on my own. And there was about three or four other double foreigners. We'd all arrived early before we were meant to. So they didn't have accommodation ready for us. They didn't have food ready for us. They didn't know what to do with us. And they ended up putting us in one of those bedrooms. I don't know if you've seen them in Shantivan, about 20 beds where the Bharatwasis are. Yeah, maybe you've stayed in one. But it just wasn't what we were used to. And the bathroom was very old and mouldy. There was black mould and smelt. And yeah, there were people, it was crowded and we didn't know where to go. And it was uncomfortable. And after about a day, I started really feeling I was out of my comfort zone, and when I went to where the retreat was going to be held, I couldn't speak Hindi, the brother couldn't speak English, neither of us knew what we were meant to do, and I was slowly feeling more and more unhappy, and actually started feeling hopeless about myself. I don't know if you've had that feeling. I just felt I'm no good. Why have they got me in the group? I can't do anything. I'm no use. And why am I here? At the end of a day, feeling like that, I suddenly realized that this feeling I had, which was very uncomfortable, was how I'd felt when I was 10 years old at school. And all of a sudden, I hadn't felt I'd fitted in at school. I didn't feel so comfortable anymore with the friends I'd had. And I felt they were all more successful and better. And once I realized that this feeling was the same one as then I realized it's just an old sanskar. It's not real. It's just an old sanskar that's been triggered and there's actually no truth behind it. Because as an adult, I could see that little 10-year-old was fine. It was just her low self-esteem. And it was the same in this situation for me. And the feeling went. So when we use Baba's knowledge in that way, those bad feelings, those uncomfortable feelings go. And so what happened was that another day went by and I still didn't know what I was doing in Shantivan, but I felt okay about it. And then the others arrived and they were okay about it. They understood. So often we think other people are going to think a certain way about us, and it's actually, there's no truth in it. It's just our own low self-esteem that's creating those thoughts. So there had been no foundation, really, for how I'd been feeling. Yeah, and the other aspect is that Baba always does prepare us for what situations we're going to be put into. And I'm sure you've had that experience, that when Baba puts you somewhere, you've actually already got some of the skills and you'll get looked after. And what else was I going to share? And the only other thing I was thinking of is the courage needs to be balanced. Because you could have courage, like you could go back home to your center and think, okay, I'm going to jump out of my comfort zone. And for me, that would be throwing myself into the kitchen because I'm not much of a cook. And so I could go back to the center and I'd say, this weekend, I want to cook Saturday night's dinner for 100 people. No problem. I've got the courage. I've got the faith. I'm going to do it. But what have I perhaps not balanced that courage with? Skill. Yeah, skill. So I haven't been sensible. You've got to balance the courage with being sensible. And in that situation, I was offering myself. And it's good to offer yourself, yeah? But you've got to offer yourself in a sensible way. And, yeah, in that case, I was out of balance. There was too much enthusiasm and courage and not enough of being sensible. So what I thought now, just any questions that anyone wants to ask? Otherwise, we can go on to you sharing. So what I thought we'd do, that's fine, no questions. If you find someone who speaks your language, just share a time when you have moved out of your comfort zone. And what did it feel like? And how did you pass through that? What was the result? So maybe just have a minute to think about it. If you all thought of something. So sometimes we get thrown into out of our comfort zone and sometimes we get asked. Yeah? What would you like to share?
Hello, Om Shanti. Yes, my experience with comfort zone since I came here, it's the noise, yeah? Because I'm used to living alone and in silence with nature and everything. And I'm still in the process of trying to accept what's happening and not to be disturbed by the noise, and I can't sleep properly, and all the sounds, the fireworks of Diwali, and all of this and that. So,
You're wondering what the benefit is.
Yeah, if it's my sanskar, yes, I accept that. But then why others are okay with it and they can just be okay with it, why am I not okay with it? So yeah. I'm still in the process of trying to come up with a realization and not to be affected anymore.
Yeah.
So it's not easy.
Used to wear earplugs all the time where I live.
Yeah.
Do you wear earplugs?
I've been looking here, but I don't have because I forgot to get with me, really. But I don't know if this is a solution.
Yeah. It's not, actually, because I used to wear earplugs and I used to put my clock in the top drawer next to my bed so I wouldn't hear it tick. And if I came to Madhuban, I'd take the clock off the wall and put it in the cupboard.
Yeah.
Because the sound.
I take the battery out. So.
Yes, but you know what? About a year ago, Baba spoke a Muli and he said, we're too sensitive. Don't be sensitive to sounds. And that night, I didn't put my clock away. I didn't put earplugs in. And I thought, yeah, Baba, get over it. I've got to get over it. Just sleep. And honestly, ever since then, I haven't had to wear earplugs or put my clock away. I guess that gave me the realization, hearing Baba say it in the Muli, we're too sensitive. And I think what happens is we hear the tick tick and then we start having waste thoughts about it. So when you have that, just say, no, I'm going to sleep. Just tell yourself, I'm going to sleep.
You.
You'll get there.
In the beginning, sorry, just one question. You said that the comfort zone is about a place or a situation. A place, a situation. What else you said?
Company. I'll tell
you. The company.
Yeah. So we can stay in our comfort zone and always sit at mealtimes with people we know, people we like, people who like us. So it's good to experiment with moving out of that. Sit with people you don't feel confident with. Maybe you see them as being better than you in some way or more senior or more something. And I've done this. I've purposely just gone and sat with them. And it's been fine. Because again, it's all in our own head. It's body consciousness that they're this and I'm that. And actually that's what gives us more a feeling of family. Yes.
Om Shanti, this is my first time here. And I felt like a child lost in a brand new playground because I come from Canada and Hindi is not my second language either. And first day I came, I felt, what am I doing here? I came to bring my mother, who's a devotee, and I I use it in my life differently than I'm not, I use it, but I don't live it like you do. But it's impacted my life in a beautiful way with the children and all that. And so I thought I was hoping to pick up more skills and get more involved as I'm here to experience it. So I guess my expectation was so high that when I came here, but it just felt like maybe I shouldn't have come in that sense. And then I kind of had to have a reality check and say, it's a second day. Today's my second day, and I'm thinking, I'll find my place, and there must be a reason. And if I just go with the flow instead of having all these expectations, I am better yesterday than I was the first day. And today, what you said also helped, and today's Morley also helped. You know, the feelings you have is like putting them in perspective and then makes it better,
yes,
in a sense. So, and then I met Brother David from Australia as well this morning, and he says, just go with the flow, you'll find your place, and you will take back something which you are looking for without realizing.
That's
just be open.
That's right, just take one step at a time.
Yeah, and just go just one day at a time. One, you go into this session because I said I was going to listen to her this morning. And he goes, you were more comfortable yesterday, you will be more comfortable today. And like you, I struggle with the fireworks and the noise, because in Canada we also have a quieter life. But I've been in India for 2 weeks, so you do get a little bit more comfortable. But it is accepting the getting out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And your expectation, sometimes, like, you know, we should get the grant and we don't, but there's a better reason. So I did not get what I was looking for because there is some other way I'm going to get it.
Oh, you're getting something else.
Yes.
But you never leave Madhuban without being absolutely spiritually full. Is that right? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yesterday I felt that. Yesterday I felt like I am grateful, and I know a lot of these ladies come often because I spoke to a few of them. They've been coming for many years, so I am like a child compared to all of you. So I am learning to be more.
And Baba will look after you especially.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
First timers.
First timers.
Yeah, welcome. Big welcome. Is it your first time too?
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Tôi nghĩ là theo cái nghĩ của tôi thôi, vì tôi có cái sự trải nghiệm. Theo chị nói là can đảm nó cần phải có kỹ năng. Nhưng mà theo tôi thì can đảm nó cần có niềm tin là chính xác hơn. Cái kỹ năng nhiều khi tôi không biết, tôi không có cái kỹ năng đó đâu. Nhưng mà khi tôi can đảm, tôi có niềm tin rằng là ba sẽ đồng hành cùng với tôi. Và tôi thực hiện cái công việc đó. Và khi tôi thực hiện, tôi có niềm tin vào ba. Rồi vì can đảm mà có kỹ năng thì với ở ngoài đời thường thì can đảm thường có kỹ năng. Nhưng mà ở trong ý thức linh hồn mình là con của ba. Tôi can đảm và tôi có niềm tin rằng là tôi có ba đồng hành. Và những cái việc tôi làm tôi nhận từ Senior. Tôi không có kỹ năng đó. Tôi không biết tôi có kỹ năng đó.
Do we need to have, can the person remember all that? But then you can keep talking, sister. Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Okay, so as according to what you told us, that courage need to be skillful. But for me, I think courage need to be, we need to have faith.
He's Fong.
Om Shanti, Sister Jessica, she said that when we have faith, we need the balance with skills. But in her experience, when we really have faith, even we don't have skills, Baba will teach us the skills that need.
Yes.
It.
Yes. Yes. Very good. But there is still that, you are so right, particularly when we get When we get asked to do something, yeah, when we get asked to do something, then the skills will come and we will be able to. But my example, I guess, was coming from me. I wasn't asked to cook for 100 people. There my enthusiasm and courage was out of balance. Have you got an example where you, the skills came to you? Yeah? Do you want to share?
You can stand out the front, yeah. Didn't you?
When I came to Baba, I was a person who had a pharmacy. Yeah. I do not know anything about the construction work. And senior asked me to do the work related to put up the tile on the wall and do, like, you know, several things related to construction work. I just say, yes, Haji. I say to Baba, I don't know, Baba, do it. So whenever I do the work, someone come to show me how to do. Whenever I face an obstacle, I say, Baba, help me. You do it. I can't do it. And then an instrument came to give me that kind of information or guide me. And I did things successfully.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Rất tuyệt vời.
So why don't we now, just for a few minutes, find a person next to you that speaks your language and share. Yeah? Share what you, where you've stepped out of your comfort zone and how it turned out. Yeah? Just for 5-10 minutes. Has everyone got someone? What do you speak? English? You can talk in threes. Would anyone like to come up and share their story of moving out of their comfort zone? Yeah, the microphone's there. So, yeah, you can do it in English. Yeah.
Okay.
You can face everyone.
Can face everyone. Yes. So, before coming into Yan, I went into the practicing the multi-level company, the thing like selling, and it was a kind of it was good experience, but like coming out of the comfort zone in a sense of damaging myself and try to push and try to like break out of the cocoon of myself, and it was kind of hurtful. It was kind of damaging. And when I came into Yan, I still have that sanskar of pushing myself, try to be mature when I'm not. So a lot of people found that a lot of people weren't happy about me. They complain to me and they say that I'm not mature enough. But recently I find that when I start to rely on Baba, I start to remember Baba and I start to let Baba do all the work. So when I start to depend on Baba and just let Baba push me, and slowly I can, you know, break out of the cocoon slowly, and when I'm mature enough and I push out and I feel very comfortable, I feel like Baba, I'm not doing anything, it's all yours, the one who's doing. And I feel very, very good. I feel very good about myself. And I'm very proud of myself.
Yeah, wonderful. So the first way of doing it was with your own ego, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think because like I have
way,
to do it, I have to do it, I must do it. Like
yeah.
I'm,
but you did it the second time with humility because
yeah.
Baba's doing it.
Baba's
yeah, beautiful. Thank you for sharing. Who else would like to share their story coming out of their comfort zone? You were all talking a lot, so I know you've done it. Hema, you want to share? Poor Hema. I'm putting you out of your comfort zone now. You want to share? Actually, if you want to, you can. Yeah? Okay. Okay. So come out the front. You can speak Vietnamese, yeah. No, Hema, come out the front, and he will stand next to you. I know.
So
take the microphone so that they can hear the Vietnamese, and then you can translate.
Yeah. Câu chuyện mà em muốn kể đó là câu chuyện là em đi đến lần đầu tiên đến với trung tâm Blue Mountain ở Blue Mountain của chị Jessica.
So I want to share the story that when I came to Blue Mountain of Jessica.
Thì tiếng Anh của em á thì lúc đó nó rất là nói chung là cái tiếng Anh phổ thông mà lớp 12 á thì nó là em nói á thì mọi người không hiểu và mọi người nói thì em cũng không hiểu.
And when I talk English, I speak English, they didn't understand and I also didn't understand them.
Và một cái điều mà chị Jessica nói là can đảm thì đúng là lúc đó em có lòng can đảm nhưng mà đúng là cũng không có skill, không có kỹ năng mà em lại phục vụ ở trong bếp.
And she said that I need to have courage and but I didn't have the skill.
Yeah.
But I was serving in the kitchen.
Thì có một lần thì mọi người lần đầu tiên là yêu cầu em là làm một cái món ăn Việt Nam.
So they asked me to make a Vietnamese food dish.
Và lúc đó thì em nghĩ đến món bánh xèo.
I think of the bánh xèo is kind of
pancake. Vietnamese
yeah.
Pancake.
Vietnamese pancake.
Và trước đó em chưa bao giờ làm món bánh xèo cả.
I've never done it before.
Yeah. Và thì em vừa đi vô trong kho tại vì nó không có sẵn cái bột bánh xèo ở trong kho của bếp ở Úc.
There wasn't the flour, the flour to do the bánh xèo, the pancake. There wasn't the flour.
Nên là em chỉ thấy là bột mì nè, rồi cái gì bột mì rồi pasta, rồi bột nghệ hay cái gì đó đó em tìm thấy và em chưa không hề biết cái công thức để pha nó. Thế là em cứ tự pha.
There's only a few ingredients I found and I don't know the how to make it and I just do it try to do it.
Yeah. Thì khi mà em tự pha thì khi mà cái bánh xèo á thì nó dày cuôi mà nó vỡ ra thành từng mảnh.
And the cake was like very thick and it's broken.
Yeah. Và cứ thế là em làm là một đống rồi.
I just made the whole kitchen like a mess.
Và cái lúc đó em không tưởng tượng là mọi người sẽ ăn như thế nào, tại vì em quá mắc cỡ cho nên là không biết lúc đó mà mọi người sẽ ăn như thế nào luôn.
And I don't know how are they going to eat because it's all like a mess.
Và em chỉ nhớ một cái ấn tượng là tại vì khi mà em làm cái điều đó nó thì là một cái đống rất là lớn là son nồi chảo gì đó, một đống ở trong cái chỗ bồn rửa chén đó.
And I just remember that the whole kitchen was like a mess with all the like a pan and all the like cooking materials.
Yeah. Thì cái anh mà ảnh lúc đó có một cái anh ảnh chuyên rửa những cái đồ đó đó. Đó thì em cảm thấy ảnh rất là bực bội.
There was a brother who in charge of cleaning and he was very upset I think I'm looking at him and he's maybe he was a little bit upset.
Là bởi vì chưa bao giờ mà thấy một cái người nào nấu món ăn mà nó nhiều đồ để rửa như vậy.
Maybe it's the first time he's ever seen a place that is full of dirty cleaning, like dirty materials, utilities.
Nhưng mà cái kết quả sau đó chắc là nhờ cái, tại vì em luôn luôn ở trong cái đầu của em luôn luôn tâm niệm cái là bước một bước can đảm thì Baba sẽ giúp 1000 bước.
But in my mind, I have this kind of thought like when I step one step of courage, Baba will help 1000 steps.
Yeah. Thì nó có một cái kết quả mà em muốn một cái trải nghiệm về cái kết quả của điều đó là thì chị Sally thì thường có một cái lớp học mà vào ngày tối thứ tư.
And there is one experience, Charlie, Ben.
Oh, wait a minute. To finish off that first one, I remember we always found the food delicious. So I don't think we knew that the pancakes hadn't turned out. I think we just enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Thì thấy là mọi người tôi nghĩ là tại tôi thấy tôi ăn cũng ngon mà tôi thấy mấy cái bánh xèo nó cũng ngon, tôi không nghĩ là nó là gì hết á. Tôi ăn tôi rất là thấy nó ngon.
Dạ. Nếu mà anh muốn kể thêm cái kết quả của nó thì sau đó thì em có tự sáng tạo ra, đúng rồi, lòng can đảm tự sáng tạo ra một cái món mà cũng trước đó chưa bao giờ làm, đó là món súp miso, bởi vì em thấy ở trong kho có những thứ để làm súp miso.
So after that, I try to create another formula to make a miso soup.
Yeah.
Because I saw all the ingredients of how to of making miso soup.
Mà trước đó em chưa có bao giờ làm nấu món nào.
I've never done miso before.
Yeah. Yeah. Nhưng mà sau đó thì mỗi lần mà em nấu lúc đó là một lần một tuần hay sao cho những cư dân ở trung tâm ăn. Là khoảng 15-16 người á.
And once a week I make for the people in the Blue Mountain, like once a week, like for 15 or 16 people.
Yeah. Thì mỗi lần như vậy thì em thường phải hỏi chị Sally là hôm nay em sẽ nấu món gì.
So every time I need to ask the sister like what am I going to make today?
Thì chị Sally miso soup.
And Sally said miso soup.
Yeah. Nhưng mà không phải là tại vì chị Sally nghĩ rằng là Hương chỉ nấu được một món, tại vì Hương thử nhiều món khác nhau lắm, nhưng mà chỉ có điều là mỗi lần Hương để ý mấy lần mà chị cầm cái món miso soup ăn á thì chị đều nói là my treasure, kho báu của tôi.
Okay, so maybe she thought that I can only make one dish, but every time she eats it, she's like, this is a treasure for me. Like the miso soup is like a treasure.
Yeah. Có nghĩa là chị rất là thích cái món đó.
She really likes it.
Nhưng mà thậm chí là khi mà chị quay về, chị không bao giờ nấu cái món đó.
But when I come back to Vietnam, I've never done miso soup.
Và một cái trải nghiệm thứ hai, trải nghiệm thứ hai đó là về việc là khi mà chị nói tiếng Anh mà người khác không hiểu, người ta không hiểu và người khác nói tiếng Anh chị không hiểu á, đó.
And there is another experience of when I speak English and others don't understand, and when the others speak English and I don't understand.
Yeah. Thì một cái đó là cái lớp học của chị Sally dành cho cộng đồng vào tối thứ tư.
And there is a Charlie class for the community on Wednesday.
There's a what? Yeah.
Tối
class.
Thứ tư.
Oh yeah, class. Yeah.
Night, for the community.
Wednesday night. Yeah. Đó. Thì chị Sally mời, tại vì thường là chị sẽ mời một cái người để mà nói về một cái chủ đề nào đó cho cái buổi hôm đó.
So normally she will ask someone to share in a class for that night.
Yeah. Và lúc đó chị đến được Hương thì chị mời Hương.
So it's my turn to share.
Yeah. Một cái nhóm nhỏ thôi, nhưng mà toàn là những người ở cộng đồng thôi, có nghĩa là họ chỉ đến thỉnh thoảng đến vào tối thứ tư.
So it was a small group, but it's just the community group coming for the Wednesday night.
Yeah. Và lúc đó thì Hương đã chia sẻ một cái câu chuyện như toàn bộ cuộc đời của Hương trước khi đến Baba.
So I shared the whole story about my life before I came to Baba.
Yeah. và cái câu chuyện về cái việc là mẹ bố mẹ mất đi như thế nào và cái cái lúc đó cái nhờ có ba ba thì mình đã vượt qua đó như thế nào á, với bệnh và mất.
Okay. And the story, my parents got sick and then passed away, so how Baba helped me to get over it.
Yeah. Đó thì sau khi chia sẻ cái câu chuyện đó đó thì có một cái chú cũng lớn tuổi rồi, chú thường xuyên đến vào tối thứ tư.
So there was a man, the uncle, he came regularly on Wednesday.
Yeah. Thì cái tuần sau á, thì tối thứ tư tuần sau á, thì chú mang theo vợ và hai đứa con của chú.
So the next Wednesday he brought his wife and also his two sons.
Là một đứa con trai, một đứa con gái.
Oh, one son, one daughter.
Và tại vì Hương để ý là như vậy nè, tại vì cái người vợ đeo cái khăn, tại vì cuốn cái khăn bởi vì cô ấy bị chữa trị bệnh ung thư và bị rụng tóc.
So I noticed that the wife got the towel, maybe she got cancer.
Yeah. Là tại vì Hương nhận ra là tại vì nó ở trong, đó là chính là câu chuyện của mẹ Hương.
Oh, that's my mother's story.
Yeah. Thì khi mà cuối cái buổi hôm đó đó, thì khi mà cái chú đó ra về á, thì chú đó quay lại nhìn Hương và cười và nói như vậy này.
And when the class finished, he looked at me and he like this, was giving
wonderful.
The thumb.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Emma. Thank you.
You had lots of courage coming to Australia.
Bạn có rất nhiều lòng can
đảm. So we'll just share one more. There was a sister there.
So can I sit on a chair and I want to see you? That's okay?
Okay.
Yes. Thì hôm qua thì em biết hôm nay cái chủ đề là bước khỏi vùng an toàn của mình á, chủ đề của chị Jessica dạy hôm nay á.
So yesterday I knew about the topic today is Jessica talking about how to come out of the comfort zone.
Thì em thấy nó rất là hay và tại vì em có rất là nhiều trải nghiệm đối với cái chủ đề này á.
And I feel that it is a very good topic and I have a lot of experience on this topic.
Yeah. Là trải nghiệm trước khi em tới với kiến thức của Baba và sau khi em tới kiến thức của Baba.
So before I came into Yan and after I was in Yan.
Trước khi tới kiến thức thì khi mà em rời bỏ cái công việc cũ của mình á, thì những cái cơ hội công việc mới á, nó đến với em á, thì nó có một cái cơ hội là nó có công việc đó hoàn toàn nằm ngoài cái vùng an toàn của em và thậm chí không thích cái làm cái việc đó luôn.
So before I left my previous job, there was an opportunity to get another job that I didn't like, that was out of my comfort zone.
Nhưng mà nó có những cái đằng sau công việc đó mà em nghĩ rằng có thể là em sẽ có những cái trải nghiệm khác đó. Cho nên là em cũng phân vân mình lựa chọn cái công việc bình thường của mình hay là cái trải nghiệm mới đó.
So maybe there was something behind that job that I would like it to get out of my comfort zone, or so I was confused how to, what to choose between the previous job, the like normal job or that special job.
Thì khi đó em đọc được cuốn tự truyện của một người nghệ sĩ mà nổi tiếng ở Việt Nam và cô nghệ sĩ đó làm được rất là nhiều những cái điều mà nó rất là phi thường.
And I read a book about a very famous celebrity in Vietnam, and she has done a lot of amazing work for the world.
Thì trong đó thì nó có rất là nhiều ý hay, nhưng mà cái cô đọng nhất của cuốn tự truyện đó, nó có một cái câu là thành công luôn nằm ngoài vùng an toàn.
And there were a lot of special things, but there was one special line that she was saying, successful is always out of her comfort zone.
Thì sau khi đọc cái cuốn tự truyện đó xong, em quyết định là em chọn cái công việc mà nó nằm ngoài vùng an toàn của em.
And so after I read that line, I decided to choose the job, the special job that is out of my comfort zone.
Và khi em trải nghiệm em làm được cái công việc đó, đó thì em phát hiện là nó nó mang lại cho em rất là nhiều cái gọi là mình khai phá được cái tiềm năng mà mình không biết là mình có.
And after that, I figured out that I can achieve a lot of things and that is out of my comfort zone and I've never seen before.
Và mình cảm thấy là mình có thể làm tốt được cái việc mà mình chưa từng mình nghĩ là mình làm được, thậm chí mình không thích làm cái đó luôn.
And I can do the job that I didn't like. I can achieve and I can perform very well the job that I didn't like.
Và chính cái sự quyết định đi khỏi vùng an toàn đó đã mang em tới Ba Ba.
And that decision brought me to Baba.
Nhưng mà khi mà thời gian đầu tới Ba Ba em cũng chỉ là đứa con ghẻ thôi.
So the first time I came to Baba I was a stepchildren, yeah. Stepchild.
Yeah. Tức là em không thực sự là sống trong cuộc đời của một Brahmin.
I didn't really live a Brahmin life.
Cho nên khi có những sự kiện xảy ra và nó khiến em một lần nữa phải quyết định là bước khỏi vùng an toàn của mình để nhảy vào lòng của Baba.
And there were many things happened that helped me to another time get out of my comfort zone.
Nhưng mà khi mà nếu mà mình quyết định đó thì mình sẽ phải rất là can đảm, tại vì mình sẽ phải mình để lại rất là nhiều thứ sau lưng mình đó.
So I think that it was very courageous of me because I need to let go of a lot of things, of everything I've been holding on to.
Nhưng mà khi đó thì có một cái tiếng nói bên trong em, nó nói rằng là em nghĩ có thể là cái chỉ dẫn của ba, tức là em phải bước khỏi vùng an toàn này, em nhất định phải làm việc này.
And there was a voice inside me that said that I need to do it, I need to get out of my comfort zone, and maybe that was Baba.
Và em đã làm cái việc đó.
And I did it.
Và tiếp đó thì em lại trải nghiệm được là em đạt được những thứ mà em chưa hề tưởng tượng là mình sẽ đạt được.
And I achieve things that I never think that I would be able to achieve.
Và Baba giúp đỡ em rất là nhiều.
And Baba helped me a lot.
Và kể từ thời điểm đó tới bây giờ thì mỗi khi mà em đối mặt với một cái tình huống mà em phải bước khỏi vùng an toàn của mình thì em luôn nghĩ là nếu em bước một bước ra khỏi đó thì em sẽ là một bước gần hơn đối với tìm chính mình thật sự như một linh hồn và đến gần hơn với Baba.
So since then, every time I need to step out of my comfort zone, I always think that oh, if I step out of this comfort zone, I will be able to be closer to myself as a soul and to be able to be closer to Baba.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Và em cảm thấy là khi quyết định đó bây giờ nó không có khó khăn như lúc trước nữa. Tại vì em cảm thấy là Baba luôn ở bên hỗ trợ cho mình.
And that decision is not as hard as before because Baba is always with me.
Yeah, đó là trải nghiệm của em.
That is
thank you, thank you. So our real comfort zone is purity, isn't it? But it's so long ago, like half a cycle, that often we feel more comfortable with our old samskaras and our old ways of dealing with problems and situations. And so Baba's teaching us how to get back to that comfort again of being pure, of being benevolent, peaceful, trusting. And yeah, if we keep taking these steps of faith and courage, we'll come back to that comfort zone again of purity. And I think it becomes easier as you go along. Yeah, the more we do it, the more easy it is to keep choosing the purity, going in out of my comfort zone of old situations, old samskaras. So thank you very much. I think we should finish now, but we'll just have a minute's meditation together.